ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं दीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th कांटो चैप्टर 1 The Advent of Lord Krishna Introduction Text 3 Avatirya Jador Vanse Bhagavan Bhutabhavana Kritavan Yani विश्वात्मा तानि नो वद विस्तरा। अवतीर्या जदोर्वंशे भगवान् भूतभावन कृतवान् यानि विश्वात्मा तानि नो वदः विस्तरात्। वर्ड मीनिंग अवतीर्य आफ्टर डिसेंडिंग जदोर वंशे इन द डायनेस्टी ऑफ जदु भगवान सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड है। भूत भावना Who is the cause of the cosmic manifestation? Kritavan, executed. Yani, whatever activities. Vishwatma, the super soul of the entire universe. Tani, all of those activities. Naha, unto us. Bada, kindly say, Vistarat, elaborately. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation, the super soul, the supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, The cause of cosmic manifestation appeared in the dynasty of Jadu. Please tell me elaborately about his glorious activities and character from the beginning to the end of his life. Please repeat. The super soul, the supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, the cause of the cosmic manifestation appeared in the dynasty of Jadu. Please tell me elaborately about his glorious activities and character from the beginning to the end of his life. purport. In this verse, the word Kritavan, Jani, indicates that all the different activities Krishna performed while present on earth are beneficial to human society. If religionists, philosophers and people in general simply hear the activities of Krishna, they will be liberated. We have described several times that there are two kinds of Krishna Katha, represented by Bhagavad Gita, spoken by personality of Godhead about himself, and Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by Sukadeva Goswami about the glories of Krishna. Anyone who becomes even slightly interested in Krishna Katha is liberated. Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parangrajet. Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th Canto, 3rd Chapter, 51 Verse. Simply by chanting or repeating Krishna Katha, one is liberated from the contamination of Kali Yuga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised, Yare Dekho, Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, 7th Chapter, 128 Verse. This is the mission of Krishna consciousness, to hear about Krishna and thus be liberated from material bondage. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati so padantikam Vande aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnambhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tan Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitanscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesah Sunyavadi Paschatya Desa Tarine Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesah Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare So, devotees, they are generally always engaged in discussing Krishna Katha and relishing Krishna's pastimes and activities. As Lord Sri Krishna himself mentioned in Bhagavad Gita in 10th chapter, 9th verse, Matchita Madgata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam Kathayantaschamam Nityam Tushyanti Cha Ramanti Cha. This is the activities of the Vaishnava, that his mind is always fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, Matchita. Madgata Prana, his whole life is dedicated for the service of Krishna. Madgata Prana and Bodhayanta Parasparam, when they meet each other, they always busy, always engaged in discussing about Krishna. Bodhayanta Kathayantaschamam Nityam Tushyanti Cha Ramanti Cha. They are always engaged whenever they have time. They only business of a devotee is Kathayantaschamam Nityam. 24 hours they are simply engaged in talking about Krishna. And in this way, they are completely, they are merged in Krishna Katha. Tushyanti Ramanti, they get immense pleasure and they get fully satisfied by discussing Krishna Katha. So that's why it is natural that a devotee being intensely eager to hear Krishna Katha, like the sages in Naimisaranya or Parikshit Maharaj himself here. The same type of question as Parikshit Maharaj is asking here, this question to Sukadeva Goswami. This first 13 verse of this chapter was about, expressed about the intense eagerness of Parikshit Maharaj about to hearing about Krishna. Similarly, Naimisaranya, the sages, they ask 6 questions to Suta Goswami. So one of such question also likes the same thing. They asked, Kritavan Kila Karmani Saharamena Kesava Atimartyani Bhagavan Gudha Kapatamanusa. They asked, please, O Suta Goswami, please explain. Kritavan Kila Karmani. Siddhar Swami explained not the change the word karmani, he told Virijayani, Sahavirijayani. Anyhow, the glorious activities of Krishna, Kritavan Kila Karmani, Saharamena Kesava, with Balaram. Krishna and Balaram, they perform superhuman activities here, in Braja, in Vrindavan. And so they want to hear about these glorious pastimes of Krishna and Balaram. Kritavan Kila Saharamena Kesava Atimartyani Bhagavan Gudha Kapata Manusa. They are performing the pastimes, they are playing just like human beings, but they are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, here also, the Parikshit Maharaj is also asking this Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Cause of cosmic manifestation appeared in the dynasty of Jadu. Please tell me elaborately about his glorious activities and character from the beginning to the end of his life. So this is a devotee always become eager to hear about Krishna and his glorious pastimes. Janma karma chame divyam, they are transcendental. So that's why Parikshit Maharaj is expressing eagerness, because in Rupa Goswami also advised, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam jadi kuto api labhyate lauliyam api ekalamulyam koti janma sukruti api na labhyate. So if you, there is only lauliyam, lalacha, the greed, if you have greed to hear about Krishna, to know about Krishna, to serve Krishna, then one can perform pure devotional service. Lauliyam api ekalamulyam. So that is we must have such eagerness, intense greed, eagerness for hearing Krishna Katha, like Parikshit Maharaj, also the Saunaka Rishi or the suggestion Naimisharana, they asked here from Suta Goswami or from Parikshit Maharaj. In Chaitanya Bhagavata, is Vrindavana Thakur says that Chara Veda Dadhi Navanita Bhagavata Mantilena Sukha Kailena Parikshita. The four Vedas, they are just like God. Jai Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, Krishna Mala Ram Ki Jai, Radha Shyam Sundar. So, when we chant the God, then the essence is come out, that is butter. So, all the essence of all Vedic literatures is Srimad Bhagavatam. Nigama Kalpataru Galita Phalam Sukha Mukhata Amrita Drabya Samyutam Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhur Ahor Asika Bhubi Bhavuka. Just like in the beginning of Bhagavatam, this verse is spoken. This is the ripened fruit of the Vedic desiratory is emanated from the lotus mouth of Sukadeva Goswami. Sukha Mukhat Amrita Drabya Samyutta. It is nectarian. That's why you can drink, oh great devotees of Krishna, we can just drink because this is such a fruit that there is neither seed nor skin around. There is only nectarian juice. So one can drink this Bhagavatam. So this is specifically the devotees. Bhagavata jena mane se javana sama. Even Namastava, he is just like a javana, means just like a meat eater. So everyone, the devotees, means they always engaged in discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. Nityam Bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavata is two types, in Brook Bhagavatam and also Parson Bhagavatam. And when these glories are both there, then it becomes more relishable. Just like in yesterday's class, there was glorification of Bhagavatam and also there is glorification of Parson Bhagavatam. Glorification of Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON. So that's why that class was more relishable, it is more nectarian. So that's why Bhagavatam is very dear to Jat Vaishnava. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Jat Vaishnavanam Priya. It is very dear to the devotees. Srimad Bhagavatam is very dear to devotees. So in this, that's why every day we are Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Continuously, every day, we are reading Bhagavatam and hearing Bhagavatam. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is this. Prabhupada wrote that the religionists and philosophers and people in general, simply hearing the activities of Krishna, they will be liberated. Srila Prabhupada is also so eager to give this pastime to give us Krishna. He compiled Krishna book. He wrote Krishna book first. This is 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. He gave us first Krishna book. So then he telling, if the general public, even the philosophers and the people in general, simply hear the activities of Krishna, they will be liberated. That's why it is several times described that Krishna Katha represented by Bhagavad Gita is also spoken by the Krishna himself, about himself, and that is Srimad Bhagavatam, this is also Krishna Katha, spoken by Sukadeva Goswami about the glories of Krishna. So, we must read Bhagavad Gita and also Srimad Bhagavatam. So here is, this verse is telling that Avatirja Jador Vangse, this history was given before, how this Chandra Vangdika, also on the history of Jadubangsa, there is a king in Mathura, his name was Devamrita. And He has two queens. One is from Kshatriya clan, another one is from Vaishya clan. The Kshatriya clan, the queen from Kshatriya background, the son born from her womb was Surasen. And from Vaishya, wife was Vaishya community, there also son born, his name was Parjanya. So from Surasen came Vasudeva and Devaki. Sorry, Vasudev came and Vasudev later married to Devaki. Then yeah, Vasudev came. Similarly from Parjanya there is also came five sons. Upananda, Abhinanda, Nanda, Nandana, and Sunanda, like this, the five sons there. And middle son was Nanda, Nanda Maharaj. So there is also description of Nanda and Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj also has son named Krishna. He also Nanda Yashoda also has a son, Krishna. Anyhow, so here is Vasudev. So we are hearing about Krishna, Aradhya Bhagavan. Our worshipable Lord is Aradhya Bhagavan. Braje Satanaya Taddham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Brajabadhu Varegena Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatro Dharanaparaha. This is the opinion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that our worshipable Lord is Krishna. He born in Mathura, but later he come back to Braj. And yeah, so he came to Braj, and Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesatane. Brajesh, who is Brajesh? Is Nanda Maharaj. Everyone knows, though Krishna was born in Mathura as a son of Devaki and Vasudev, but few people like to say, he is a Vasudeva Nandana. Everyone like to say Nanda Nandana. Yashoda Dulala. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Krishna Sabdera Bahu Arthanamani, Yashoda Nandana Syama Sundara Dui Matra Jani. I don't accept so many meanings to the word Krishna. I accept only two meanings. Yashoda Nandana, his son of Yashoda, and also Syama Sundara Radharani, called Krishna as Syama Sundar. So this is two names, that is Mahaprabhu term, this Yashoda Nandana Syama Sundar. Just like here is Sukadeva Goswami is describing the entire life and pastimes of Krishna in this 10th canto of Bhagavatam. So Rupa Goswami also planned to compile and they write a book about Krishna, Krishna's entire Janma Karma, from appearance up to his whole pastimes. Thinking in this, he was also writing one book. He was thinking one drama about Krishna's pastime, entire life. Then he was writing, then in the meantime, he went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the way, when Rupa Goswami reached the border of Odisha, and Odisha and Bihar, there is one village named Satyabhamapur. And in night he was resting there. Then Satyabhama came in dream. Satyabhama told, Rupa, please make these two books, two different pastimes, not mix the Dwaraka pastimes with Vrindavan pastimes. Because Rupa Goswami was woke up and he told, what? This Satyabhama is telling not to mix up Dwaraka pastimes with Vrindavan pastimes. Then he went to the Puri, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was staying with him, Rupa Goswami was staying with Haridas Thakur. Whenever Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they go to Puri, and they stay with Haridas Thakur. So when Mahaprabhu went and saw Rupa Goswami was there, because every day Mahaprabhu visit Rupa Goswami to Haridas Thakur. And in the way to way he was going to taking bath in ocean, in the way he visited Haridas Thakur, then he saw Rupa Goswami there. Then he saw that Rupa Goswami was writing something. Rupa Goswami, his obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, embraced Rupa Goswami, then he asked, what is the, you are writing about Krishna, Krishna's pastimes, the complete entire life history of Krishna. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also again started advising to Rupa Goswami that Krishna ko bahir na kar iha braja haite, Krishna ka bhu braja chhari na jaye kahante. Don't take Krishna out of braja. He never leave braja. He always stay in braja. Krishna eka jadus, then he from Rudra Jamal quoted, the Mahaprabhu quoted a verse. It told, Krishna eka jadusam bhuta jastu brajendra nandana brundavana paritejyam padamekam nagachati. Mahaprabhu told, this is Jadunandana and born in Jadvansa. And Brajendra Nanda, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj, they are same personality also, they are not same. They are not same. Brajendra Nanda, Krishna, he never leaves Braja. Vrindavana paritejyam padamekam nagachati. They never step, one step out of Vrindavan. They never put his one step out of Vrindavan. That's why in Brajamandal Parikrama we see this Akrur Ghat, where the Brajendra Nandan, he stay in Braja. And this Vasudeva Nandan, or this Jaduvang, the born in a son of Vasudeva, he went to Mathura. So there is then mark in Akrur Ghat left. So this is also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us, or his followers, even Vaishnava Chakravarti, he told us, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajeshataneya. Our worshipable Lord is Brajeshataneya, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Though there is no difference between Vasudeva Nandana and Jadurvansa, he is born in Jadurvansa. Nanda Maharaj also, he also from the same ancestry in Jadurvansa. Also, they come to Braja, he become the, because he is born from in a Vaishya background, so he become king in Vaishya community, and Vasudeva in Khatriya family, so he became he king of in Vaishya, the Khatriyas in Mathura. So in this way, Mahaprabhu also told to always, our duty is always to discuss about the glorious pastimes of Krishna. Specifically, the devotees, they interested hearing about the Braja pastimes. They hear about also Mathura, about Dwarka, everything. But more relishable is the Braja pastimes. So anyone who becomes even slightly interested in Krishna Katha is liberated. Prabhupada is telling, even somebody slightly interested in Krishna Katha, whether it's Braja pastime, in Dwarka pastime, or any pastimes of Krishna, they then got liberated. Because it is the message from Bhagavatam itself, Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parangrajit. They got liberated. So, when the Kali entered, because the Bhagavatam also told that Krishna Sodham Upagate Dharma Jnana Divisaha Kalo Nashta Drusamesa Purana Arka Adhuna Udita. This Bhagavat Purana is like a brilliant sun. So when this Krishna enters to his own abode, Goloka Vrindavan, then to fulfill his place to, then this Bhagavat Purana arise, this sun-like, this Bhagavat Purana arise. So this is non-different from Krishna. Even Sanatana Goswami says, Sri Krishna Parivartita. In his Bhagavatam Stuti, he told Sri Krishna Parivartita. Lord Sri Krishna himself transferred as Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna, it is non-different from Krishna. So when we are reading Bhagavatam, just like we want to see Sri Krishna or his Hirarcha Vigraha, we see from the lotus feet, then there is a process given in Bhagavatam. We have looked at Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna, and in last we look at his face. This is the process. So similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna himself. Starting from first canto, second canto, third canto, this, from we are coming gradually, starting from feet. Now it comes the tenth canto. Where is the tenth canto? Means this is the face of Krishna. This is Krishna. That's why everyone looks like from feet, but once he look face, then he become very jubilant. So, and 11th canto, 12th canto, there is like crown and ornaments, they decorated the face. So, that's why here is Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, so there is description of Lord Sri Krishna's pastimes. But Prabhupada advised us, we must read Bhagavad Gita also. We must read Bhagavad Gita and also Bhagavatam. We must read both. And not only we read and hear ourselves among the Vaishnavas, this is also glory, always Vaishnavas, they engaged in hearing Bhagavatam. But Prabhupada is also advising in purport that Jare Dekha Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. He is writing in purport that, but it is in Kali Yuga, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised Jare Dekha Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. So not only we release this Katha, Krishna Katha, among ourselves, we must distribute this Krishna Katha. Jare dekho, tare kaha, though Krishna told himself in Bhagavad Gita, na bhaktaya kadacham, don't preach this Bhagavad Gita to the non-devotees. But when Krishna appeared as a devotee, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then told, jare dekho tare kaha, jare dekho tare kaha, Krishna Upadesh. Whomever she meet, whomever she speak about Bhagavad Gita. Bhaja Krishna, bolo Krishna, bhaja Krishna, karo Krishna sikhya. You must bolo, speak about Krishna, you must chant Krishna's name also. Then read Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and learn. The advice of Krishna also, so you follow in your life. So in this way, Prabhupada also advising that we are discussing among ourselves this Krishna Katha, the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. That is glorious. But sometimes we must spread this message, Jare Dekha Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. This is the mission of Krishna consciousness, to hear about Krishna and thus be liberated from material bondage. So that is a message in this verse that the Parikshit Maharaj is very eagerly, intensely expressing his eagerness to hearing about Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And his glorious activities and character from the beginning to the end of his life. So this Krishna Katha also in the forthcoming verse, this detail, Prabhupada gave a very long purport. This Krishna Katha is a nectarian. So one must release Krishna Katha from a Vyakti Bhagavat. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Bhagavata, never Chaitanya Mahaprabhu secretary, Sarvadamodar Goswami advised Bhagavata Padhagya Bhagavata Sthani. One must hear Bhagavatam from a person Bhagavat. Then he can release Srimad Bhagavatam. When a person Bhagavat is a person Bhagavat, he speaks Bhagavatam. Even Lord Brahma and Narada, they also come to hear. Or Sukadeva Goswami himself come to hear the Bhagavatam. We see even when Srila Prabhupada was giving class in London. This example, when he was giving Bhagavatam class in London, devotees listening, Even one time there, Brahma and Narada appeared there. And Prabhupada was stunned, just looking at. Seeing Narada and Brahma, he was just... She stopped speaking, just looking there. So even the devotees, they after 10-15 minutes, when Prabhupada then again started. The devotee is asking, what happened? Prabhupada, you stop speaking, then what will do? You chant Hare Krishna, but why you stop? Prabhupada told, you did not see. Brahma and Narada, they came to our temple today. You did not see this. So that's why, even in that Radha Londoneswar temple, though this is the original place where this happened, but this is another time we come to Soho Street now. But this altar, there is a Radha Londoneswar altar, there is still two seats they keep. And they kept two seats. One for Brahma and one for Narada. So when this Bhagavatam is discussed by a Vyakti Bhagavat, if the exalted devotees like Srila Prabhupada, then we get there, then even everyone, they are attracted. Even the demigods, they come. But demigods were not qualified. Even Sukadeva Goswami rejected demigods for hearing Bhagavatam. It is mentioned in Padma Purana, Bhagavat Mahatma, that even Sukadeva Goswami rejected them, the demigods. When Sukadeva Goswami was going to explain to speak Bhagavat, then demigods came with a pot of nectar. He told, O Sukadeva Goswami, Parikit Maharaj, not to worry about death. We take this nectar from our hand. And now if Sukadeva Goswami, Parikit Maharaj drank this nectar, then this poison of this takshaka will not affect him. So then Sukadeva Goswami rejected them. Told, you are unqualified to hear Bhagavatam. Because in the beginning of Bhagavatam, he told, who is qualified to hear Bhagavatam? Nirmat Saranam Satam. So that's why Sukadeva Goswami even rejected the demigods. He told, no, you are not. Because you are comparing this nectar of this material world. It cannot conquer the death. But the nectar of that is we release from Srimad Bhagavatam, it can conquer death itself. It can take us to the supreme abode of the Supreme Lord, the Goloka Vrindavan. So that's why Srimad Bhagavatam is only shelter in this age of Kali for a devotee. They take full shelter in Srimad Bhagavatam. And not only they read Bhagavat, but they also follow the instructions from Bhagavat. Kalo dosa nidhe rajan like Kirtana. Prabhupada quoted here that Kirtana Deva Krishna Sya. They also every day read and hear Bhagavatam. And whatever the essence, the teachings they learn from Bhagavatam, they also try to follow in their personal life. Then such in this way one can release Bhagavatam. Bhagavata padhagya Bhagavata sthani. In ISKCON we are very fortunate because of Bhakti Vedanta purport. This Prabhupada also gave his purport. We are simply in ISKCON it is meant to express the same points in this purport. Prabhupada told not to add anything, not to subtract anything. Just present as it is. Bhagavatam as it is. Bhagavad Gita as it is. So in this way we can understand Bhagavat, also try our best to practice the teachings of Bhagavatam in our practical life. So Hare Krishna. Any question? 4 minutes is there. Yes.
When the Lord inspired Lord Brahma, and then Lord Brahma spoke all the syllables and put all the Vedas together, the four Vedas, and he instructed them to his sons, and they took each of the Vedas and they instructed their sons, and sometimes they divided the Vedas in many ways, and finally Vyasadeva finally felt dissatisfied. So are all these other Vedas, the Rishis, Sama, Bhagavata, Veda, that are Shrutika, are not written, that the master teaches the disciple teaches his disciple, and the succession is coming. So the other Vedas were also glorifying Krishna, and Vaidvayana, Vyasadeva felt dissatisfied with his, I'd say, elaboration of Vedic literature, that he felt he had to do Srimad Bhagavatam, the creed of all the Vedas. So, unless we have faith, it could get lost in translation. All religions, they're teaching their scriptures supreme, but the printing presses came just recently, whereas from master to student, why is our chain so, why are we so confident that all this is completely nullified?
So that's why Krishna told Vedaishasa Sarvai, Aham Eva Vedya, Vedanta Krit, Veda Videva Chaham. So he is the compiler of Veda himself, the knower of the Veda himself. So he told just hear this Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the essence of all Vedic teachings. Bhagavatam is the Bhashyayam Brahma Sutranam. This is the commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. The essence of all Vedas is Vedanta Sutra, Brahma Sutra. Then the commentary on Vedanta Sutra is Srimad Bhagavatam. The author himself, Vyasadeva himself, gave us Srimad Bhagavatam. This is mature fruit of Vedic literature. This is...
So we're very lucky to have Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes. That's a... Vedas is very... Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Upasana Kanda, three different sections of Veda. There's Karma Kanda, there's Upasana Kanda, there is Jnana Kanda, then Narottama Das Thakur says, Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Sakali, Bishara Bhanda, Amrita Valiya Jehu Khai, Nana Joni Sehi Phire, Kadarje Bhakshana Kare, Tara Janma, Adhapati Jai. The simple karma, there is 90% of Vedas and 95%, this is only Karma Kanda. So you no need to go detail to the Vedas, all these things. That's why we are fortunate Prabhupada gave us Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. By reading these two literature, you will get everything. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is postgraduate study, after the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Yes.
We should practice the Bhagavatam we sing. So when we listen, we have to practice. When we practice, then maybe we get that love of God, or we get love of God when we practice what is spoken in Bhagavatam.
Yeah. I'm not understanding what you're telling.
When we are practicing Bhagavatam, whatever we are listening, if we are practicing, so do we get the love of God by practicing the Bhagavatam?
When you're practicing Bhagavatam?
If you're practicing Bhagavatam, do you get love of God then? If you have faith, you get love of God. If you're practicing Bhagavatam, will you get love of God?
Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj, for this class. Maharaj, you mentioned about Srimad Bhagavatam, and then you were like, one is Bhagavatam, and the person speaks Bhagavatam. So, this seems to be a very subjective term because I wanted to clarify when I'm on qualification is some person who is giving Bhagavatam has to be a Bhagavat, or any person who has substantial knowledge about Bhagavatam, he has read Bhagavatam several times, knows Bhagavad Gita, knows shlokas, but his life himself is not a Bhagavat life. So what effect it will have on the audience?
You should not hear. Abhaishtamba Mukhad Girna Uta Hari Katha Amritam Sabanam Naiva Kartabhyam Sarpa Uchishta Jathapaya. In next verse commentary, Prabhupada also quoted that. Sarpa Uchishta Jathapaya. It is like milk is nectarian, but if it's touched by a snake drink little milk and go, then left. This milk is poisonous. That's why we should not listen from professional reciters. No. Bhagavatam, Bhagavata Parhagya, Bhagavata Sthani. You must hear Bhagavatam, study Bhagavat from a person Bhagavat who is practicing teachings of Bhagavatam. That's Bhagavat, that's Prabhupada is that Bhagavat who practice Srimad Bhagavatam. So unless otherwise Bhagavatam has no effect. We are hearing Bhagavatam from the professor, so many Sangeet playing as well songs and they going on Bhagavatam. Sangeetamaya Katha. We cannot imitate Sukadeva Goswami. 7 days, he was talking 7 days, 7 nights, even whole night, whole day they are talking and hearing. Parikshit Maharaj was hearing. There is no eating, there is no eating, mating, depending or eating, sleeping, mating, depending, there is nothing. So this present day Kathakars, they are speaking Bhagavatam, but they select only few, they are not telling whole Bhagavat. They sing, then in the middle, there are so many just songs. The professional song, this is not Bhagavatam. So we should not imitate this. So in next verse, Parpat Prabhupada gave, Nityam Bhagavat, no Saptaha Bhagavat Katha, Prabhupada told clearly. So we are not qualified, we are not in that platform of Sukadeva Goswami and Sutta Goswami. There is so intensely, eagerness. Parikshit Maharaj is so much attached for Krishna. He is hearing, to hear Krishna Katha is mentioned in Purana that after 4 days, Parikshit Maharaj continuously hearing Bhagavatam, day and night, going on. Parikshit, then Sukadeva Goswami told Parikshit, you have no, and we have the persons, we have this habit, we are remaining fasting and remaining awake day and night, but you are a king, so may you take something, eat little breakfast, or can drink some water. Parikshit Maharaj, I refused, I told no, I am drinking such nectar, Srimad Bhagavatam. Go on speaking. So there is also qualifications and of listener and the, also the speaker. And this is also mentioned in Bhagavatam itself. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.